819, triple team traffic, and back to you, Andy.
Amanda, a lot of delay on I-15, and now we have another crash in the middle of all of the backup. This time it's in Sandy. Northbound, just before 106 South, same spot as the one we had at 53rd, over to the left shoulder, but just enough in the carpool lane that those people in HOV have to come to a stop or very, very slow to pass it. Right now the delay's 123rd South, pretty much to the south interchange, but that'll start to improve on the Murray portion sometime soon, Eric.
We've got a crash right now on Center Street in Provo as you get closer to the freeway. This is on the westbound side. It's difficult to see. We don't have a great camera shot, but it looks like it's down to one lane right around 1000 West, so just to be wary of that. Right now, I-15 looking good in Utah County with no crashes. Heather?
I-15 looking pretty good coming out of Weber and Davis counties all the way down into Woods Cross, but as you approach North Salt Lake, you're going to hit the brakes, and that extends all the way to 1100 North in Salt Lake City. You're also pretty slow over on the West Belt, I-215 between Legacy Parkway and I-80 West, but Legacy Parkway is a good drive for you right now. 50% of Utah's professional MBA students receive promotions, and students average a 30% salary increase by graduation. The best investment you can make is in yourself. Now's the time. Visit PMBAUtah.com. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.